This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program, a dark morning. Time to get used to these again. But yes, a dark morning, but that's all right. We're going to shed some light on some things and have some interesting conversations with you later on in the program this morning. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe to talk about his new book covering the Boston Celtics championship season. It's a beautiful book. And so that'll be a fun discussion. Tomorrow, and this is going to sound a little weird to some of you, but tomorrow we're going to have a pro wrestling kind of day here on the program. Because tomorrow we're going to have, as I've been mentioning, local pro wrestler Teddy Goods. He is hanging up his boots. He's retiring after this weekend. He's going to wrestle his final match on Sunday at Greater New Bedford Voctec. And so he's going to join us tomorrow morning to talk about that and to give away some tickets to Sunday's show. But we're also going to have joining us tomorrow one of the hottest new tag teams out there in pro wrestling. If you watch All Elite Wrestling, you've probably seen these guys and thought, wow, they're a lot of fun. And they will be a lot of fun tomorrow when we talk to the Outrunners. They'll be here with us tomorrow morning. So it's going to be a pro wrestling kind of day, but I promise it won't be the whole show tomorrow. But I think a lot of you will really enjoy hearing Teddy's story. And he's a local business owner as well. He's the co-owner of Kojo's Toy World in downtown New Bedford. He does a lot of these. He's still going to be putting on wrestling shows, even though he's not wrestling himself. And it's a great thing for the community. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Yesterday, I left here in the afternoon, headed out to Hingham, and had my first paranormal presentation of the season. Went out to the, I forget the exact name of the building. It's run by the Hingham Council on Aging. That's who brought me out to speak, but they call it like the Hingham Center for Adult Living or something. And what a crowd. I mean, the room was packed, but everybody had great questions, some personal experiences to share. It was just a fantastic afternoon talking about the ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. And there'll be some of those coming up around here locally that you'll be able to attend. I know I'll be at the New Bedford Library this year. I'll be at the Millicent Library for the first time speaking there. Trying to think of what else I have locally. Because basically I'll go anywhere that they want me to come and talk about weird stuff. So, Freetown. I'll be at the Freetown Police Community Room next month as well. And I'll be talking about Haunted Objects, which is my second book. Anyway, so yeah, it was a lot of fun getting out there and speaking with everybody. And as I was coming home, you know, obviously you're trying to get there. You're trying to make sure you show up with enough time to set up and all of that. And so as I'm getting there, I'm kind of oblivious to my surroundings. I'm more following the GPS to make sure I get there and don't make any mistakes that'll cost me time, because I left during the work day, so traffic can be hit or miss. I left with, you know, a half an hour buffer time, and by the time I got through some traffic and everything, I got there 10 minutes before the event was beginning. So you never know where traffic will take you. But when I was coming back, it was a little bit more relaxed and also a little bit slowed down because there was a lot of traffic backups on Main Street and Hingham. But I got a chance to see just how all of the buildings, all of the homes on that street looked like they were from the 1600s, 1700s into the early 1800s. And I thought, wow, how interesting that is that, you know, so many places around here, we have one or two houses from the 1600s or the 1700s. And in that town, they have a whole miles-long street filled with them that over the years, they didn't get taken down and something else built in their place. Now, it's also a town that has a significant amount of money in it. Since, you know, they have a McLaren dealership. I think there's a place that sells Ferraris. I mean, it's definitely a high-end marketplace. Some of the stores they have, you know, they have their own version of like a Wareham Crossing with like all the outdoor stores, but they don't have TJ Maxx and DSW Shoes and all that. They've got, you know, much fancier places. So I guess I'm not surprised that they're able to maintain those more historic buildings. But it's still a cool town, and I'm planning on going back there and doing some paranormal investigating. And it'll be nice to get into some of those older buildings. But anyway, yes, thank you to everybody for having me. And, you know, you can't help really but take back roads to get from here to there. So it was a good day, a nice day for driving and for seeing everybody with their Halloween decorations out and all of that. So today, I want to bring up, there was a meeting last night in Taunton for South Coast Rail. The local politicians were there, the higher-ups from the MBTA were there, and basically this meeting was addressing the idea of this holdup, what the progress is, whether or not the project is on time with the new deadline that was given recently of spring of 2025, what work remains to be done. And basically, the breakdown is, well, they're still working on the Taunton station. There's still some work to be done on that, but not a whole lot. Not anything that should take all the way until the spring. Obviously, they're still testing the trains. That's something that's going to continue on for the next couple of months. And the New Bedford pedestrian footbridge still needs to be completed. They still have to install the elevators and do some of the plaza work around the two entrances to it. But you've basically got now the bones of what that bridge is going to be. And I drove under it, I think last Friday. And I said, yeah, this really is an impressive structure to have here. It looks a lot better than what the original design was. And if you've got people who are coming in, parking in the Whalestooth parking lot or coming in on the train, or folks that are using the parking lot to take the ferry, and they see that, they're going to be pretty impressed with it. So I like the fact that it's a much more eye-catching structure. And then when the eventual replacement for the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge is built, you know, that should be a pretty impressive-looking structure as well. It's certainly going to be a tall one. But this meeting of South Coast Rail addressed the fares. And I don't have all the information directly in front of me. I still have to find it. But I heard it on a video at WPRI's website, Channel 12's website. The fare will be $12.25 each way, with anybody who gets the reduced rate getting it for $6 each way. That is not bad. If you're telling me I got to pay $24, but I don't have to drive into the city and pay for a parking spot, you know, provided you have the time, since it's going to be a 90-minute ride from New Bedford to Boston, I think that's a pretty good deal. When I usually go to Quincy Adams and park there and take the red line in, I pay $9 to park usually. If I go to something that's late at night and I don't get back by midnight, I have to pay for another day, so it's another $9. So there's $18 right there. But let's just say you're going up for like a daytime Red Sox game. You're going to park in Quincy Adams. You're going to pay $9 to park. You're going to pay whatever it costs for the subway ride, $4. And by this point, I might as well just stay in New Bedford for a few dollars more. Now, the difference is I'm talking about me, a single person going up to Boston by myself. If you're trying to bring the whole family up there, well, then does it become cost prohibitive? Obviously, kids will have reduced rates and things like that, but will that just be too much? Will they say, you know what, I'd rather just drive? And then the frequency of the trains was another question that people had. They will have weekend service, and the plan is, according to Philip Eng, who's the head of the MBTA, the plan is to have service every 70 minutes out of New Bedford. And I believe they said every 120 minutes on the weekends. So, I mean, what does that mean? That means you can get a train at 9 a.m., you can get a train at 11 a.m., you can get a train at 1 p.m. Last weekend, I was looking at the Framingham commuter rail schedule, because I was thinking about going to the Pearl Jam show. There's no red line from Boston, and I had to buy two tickets to get it, because I wanted cheap tickets, and you couldn't buy single cheap tickets. You had to buy two. So I said to my friend, well, you live close to Framingham. I'll go meet you at your house. We'll take the T in from there. And I was impressed by the frequency of trains that they had. The problem is 11:45 was the last train leaving Boston. And even though it was at the Yawkey station right across from Fenway, I was still a little bit nervous that I would miss that train or wouldn't be able to get on it. And didn't want to take that risk of being stuck in Boston. So I decided not to do it. But still, if we get a similar schedule, we'll be in pretty good shape. The question is, will anybody want to use it? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Safiola.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You brought up that overpass over on 18.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know I got a lot on my plate, what I'm doing and everything, and usually I have the information right on the button. But I heard a little rumor, which I don't like to repeat, but I'm going to bring this up until I find out if it's true. I heard that they spent $21 million on that overpass.
Yes.
Or on the. Okay, but did you know that there's another thing that's going on, that that bridge might be too low and they'll have to dig up 18 to go deeper so the trucks can go underneath it?
I did not hear that, and I would actually find that hard to believe because they had, you know, engineers that worked on that bridge.
Well, you know how the city works, so anyway, so I'm just...
Well, it's not the city that built the bridge, it's the state.
I know that, but still, if you can look into it, just ask around, but I'm almost positive that they're going to have to dig a little bit deeper on 18 so that trucks can get underneath. So that's all I wanted to tell you. You know, everybody talks about, but I got too much on my mind right now. You know what's going on, but I to dig into this, but I just want to let the people know out there that there's got to be, there might be a chance. And very rarely I put information out that I don't have 100% information. Am I right or wrong?
No, yeah, you're right about that. But I, like I said, you know, the, I think this went through so much planning and design and everything. I would be shocked if that was the case.
Well,
but I've been shocked before, so.
Well, I hope I shock you again.
All right.
You have a nice day.
You as well. Take care. And we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. By the way, it's also Fright Fest Friday. We'll give away a pair of tickets later on today to the Fright Fest festivities at Six Flags New England. So we'll do that later on this morning. I'm sorry, it's Thursday. I have no idea what day it is anymore. It's Thursday. We'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow will also be the final day. I'm not trying to get out of here as fast as I can. I'm not trying to end the week sooner. We will also have your cash codes starting at 8 a.m. today. And it is your final 2 days, since it's Thursday, to enter to win tickets to see Eddie Izzard at the Vets in Providence and to see Vampire Weekend at TD Garden. So the WBSM app, WBSM.com, that's the place to go to enter to win those tickets. And that's also the place to find the Money Talks page, so when you get your codes later on today, you'll be able to enter them in. Another day yesterday of no one entering the codes into App Chat. I think everybody's got it down now. Everybody knows where to go and to enter in those codes. So again, if you have any problems, any issues playing, just shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com. Most of the time, if there's an issue, it can be solved by updating your app or deleting your app and re-downloading it so you get the latest version. As I've said before, some people's phones don't automatically update on apps. Some people choose not to set it that way so that they can keep an eye on the space on their phone. Some people don't want to have updates and eliminate features that they like. So when we add this button in for the contest, that's technically an update to the app. And if you don't have updates set automatically, you might not receive that automatically. So you might have to go into the app store and ask it to update or just delete it and re-download it. But those of you who are like me and have your app set for automatic updates, you should see that Money Talks button, no problem, right there on the app in the center of the screen. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. And that, of course, is Toad the Wet Sprocket. And we're going to be going into the newsroom now and getting the news update from somebody who is not wet and not a sprocket. This is the time on sprockets when we dance. I'm not going to make a dance, Phil. It's too early. Also, by the way, I left you a gift in the newsroom.
I saw it moments ago.
The beer fairy came while you were in the booth.
I know. This is exciting.
So, don't get too excited. It's okay.
Right. It's all right. I should not get my hopes up about a pro wrestler's beer.
I think if you drink that can of Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer that I brought in for you, you will feel the need to want to rip your shirt off.
Oh, we don't want that.
That's what happened to me last night. And I had two beers, so I went through two shirts.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Yeah. No, but, I just had one.
But you were in the privacy of your own home, right? So
I was in the liquor store. I just cracked it open right there and said, "I can't wait, brother." No, it's what you'd expect.
All right.
So, but I got that in Kingston. People have been asking me since I posted it on social media, where'd you get that from? I was coming home from Hingham, and I had seen that there was a liquor store in Kingston that had it. So, because there's very limited places around Massachusetts that still have it, more places will have it soon. I know, okay. Stevie's is working on getting it, so we'll let you know when they have it. All right.
Thank you.
Well, now that I gave everybody the important news about Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, you can give them the actual news.
Sounds good. Donald Trump rallies in New York and says he'll win there in November. CDC says a drop in flu vaccinations comes at a cost. And what are people really doing when working from home?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump says the state of New York will vote with him in November. More from Mark Mayfield.
Security was very tight at the rally in Uniondale Wednesday, the first since an apparent assassination attempt this past weekend in Florida.
It hasn't been done for a long time, but we are going to win New York.
The state has voted Democratic in the last 9 elections. New York officials said that earlier reports about explosives being found near the rally site were false. Trump also said during the rally that he felt that God saved his life so he can make America great again. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Sean Diddy Combs will remain detained until he goes on trial for sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The hip-hop and business mogul was back in federal court in Manhattan on Wednesday to appeal Tuesday's decision that he be held without bail. In an attempt to get his client released, Combs' lawyers pointed out the horrific conditions of the Brooklyn Detention Center, where he's being held, and proposed $50 million bail and round-the-clock monitoring under house arrest. The legal team for a black man on death row in Missouri is continuing its fight to save their client's life. 55-year-old Marcellus Williams is set to be executed next Tuesday for the 1998 murder of a one-time newspaper reporter found stabbed to death in her home. He's repeatedly denied any involvement in the crime. His attorneys have asked a federal court to take another look at a previous denial of an appeal, alleging that potential African-American jurors were not chosen for Williams' 2001 trial. Federal officials are warning that a drop in vaccinations in the U.S. may have led to an increase in flu deaths among children. The CDC said Wednesday that nearly 200 children died from influenza-related illnesses during the most recent flu season, and that most of the children who died were eligible for a vaccine but did not receive one. It said the deaths coincide with overall drops in vaccinations among children. First Lady Jill Biden is hosting a West Wing cast reunion at the White House this Friday. It's the 25th anniversary of the NBC show's premiere, which ran from 1999 to 2006. And a new survey shows a lot of remote workers are doing household chores while on the job. More from Tammy Trujillo.
SurveyMonkey polled over 3,000 full-time workers in the U.S. last month and found that nearly half of those who work from home are doing laundry and other items on their to-do lists. About one-third said they run errands while remote working, while others like to take a nap. About 17% said they watch TV or play video games. The survey also showed a lot of multitasking during Zoom calls, with nearly a third admitting they have used the bathroom during a Zoom call. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox turned things around in Florida last night, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. They wrap the series tonight at 6:50. Then it's the Patriots in Thursday night football action. They're in New York to play the Jets at 8:15. You can catch the game right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Blue skies and patchy fog this morning with temperature in the mid-60s. Occasional rain as we head into the afternoon. That chance for showers will prevail. Temperature in the low 70s with the wind picking up out of the northeast. Chance of showers will continue overnight with some patchy fog. And then as we head into Friday, wrapping up this work week with High possibility for showers to continue. Temperature in the upper 60s and breezy. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And that's Third Eye Blind. They put on a great show earlier this summer at Xfinity Center. It's weird to be able to say this summer and have it still be summer, but it still is for a couple more days. Although it won't feel like it the next couple of days. We're going to have some rain, some cooler temperatures. I can see the wind blowing around outside. But that's okay. This is the best time of year as far as I'm concerned. I am excited for it. I walked out of that Hingham Council on Aging building yesterday, and there weren't leaves on the ground. They were pine needles, but they had turned that orange color, and it was warm, but it still had a little bit of a crispness in the air, and I was like, this is perfect. This is getting me in the spooky mood. So one of the things that I think a lot of people take for granted in the fall and with the cooler fall weather is it's a great time to still go outside and grill up some meats. Cook your dinner outside. It's not nearly as warm standing in front of that grill. And as I've said before, I'll grill all year round. I'll be out there in the snow grilling. When I would go out and shovel the driveway, I would also clean off the grill in case I wanted to use it for a couple of reasons. One, if the power goes out, I had an electric stove. So if the power goes out, it's a great way to still be able to cook. I had burners on the side. And I would cook basically anything in there. But also, grilled meat is delicious no matter what time of year. And that's why the butcher shop is there for you all year long. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They've got all kinds of great food for you, whether it be dinner that you're putting on the table tonight, whether it be to make sandwiches for lunch the next day, whether it be getting food for the game tonight. That's right. The Patriots and Jets are playing tonight. Maybe you want to go get some of their big jumbo chicken wings and munch on those during the game. Maybe you need some beer and wine to get you through the game. You might have to. You can get it all at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And as you heard the caller mention yesterday, the Penaretta family is fantastic. Great customer service, great food, great prices. Check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And maybe treat yourself one of these days. Doesn't have to be tonight because, you know, takes a little while to cook. But treat yourself to one of those tomahawk steaks. Oh my gosh. You deserve it. And by you, I mean the family. Because it took me days to eat that entire thing. And I still didn't finish it all. I'm sure I left some meat on the bone. Just could not get enough. It was so good. All right. Well, I want to share with you this interesting story that comes from the Associated Press. For anybody who has flown in an airplane, I don't know how much thought you've given to the cabin pressure. It's one of those things that you hope everything is fine. You don't want to have to think about. They tell you at the beginning, during the safety talk, if there's a change in cabin pressure and it's severe enough, oxygen masks will deploy. and they show you how to put it on and activate it and tell you to make sure you have yours on before you help somebody else and all that stuff. But how many of you have ever actually had to use it? And how many of you have felt like there might have been times that you should have used it? Well, that's what happened recently. Because the FAA is investigating after a Delta Airlines flight leaving Salt Lake City last weekend developed cabin pressure issues and left some passengers with bleeding eardrums, headaches, and bloody noses. It was a flight on Sunday traveling from Salt Lake City to Portland, Oregon, when pilots of the five-year-old Boeing 737-900ER aircraft noticed a pressurization problem and made an emergency landing back in Utah's capital. Passengers told KSL that they noticed that people were bleeding as the plane decreased in elevation over the Great Salt Lake. Pilots announced they were returning to the airport but did not explain why. Oxygen masks did not deploy. One of the passengers said, they told KSL, it felt like someone was stabbing her inner ear. I grabbed my ear, I pulled my hand back, and there was blood on it, she said. Paramedics met passengers at the gate and identified at least 10 people out of the 140 on the flight who required medical attention. They recommended that anyone who was bleeding go to the hospital for further evaluation, and Delta offered to cover those transportation costs. Well, gee, thanks, Delta. How about covering the entire bill? So Delta issued an apology and a statement. They said the plane was taken out of service Sunday, but went back into service Monday after technicians resolved an issue that made the plane unable to pressurize above 10,000 feet. The Boeing that was involved in Sunday's emergency landing is not part of the manufacturer's new MAX fleet, which came under investigation this year after a door plug blew off during a January 5th Alaska Airlines flight. However, the FAA in late January recommended more thorough inspections of other Boeing aircrafts, including the 737-900ER involved in the incident over Salt Lake City, because it shares the same door plug design as the MAX jets. But imagine being on the plane and having problems with that cabin pressurization and you're bleeding from the ears. The first time I ever flew, I've mentioned this before, it was from Boston to L.A. Probably not the smartest thing to go 6 hours across country on your first plane ride. I was 35 years old. I had never flown before. I always said, you know what, one of these days I'm just going to fly Boston to New York just to get it over with, just to get, you know, to have my first flight. And I know that when I deal with changes in elevation, my ears will give me some problems. So I bring gum and I chew gum while I'm on the plane. And it helps a little bit. I mean, I have to do that when I travel out to Western Mass. I don't even have to go out to Western Mass. I just have to go as far as like Wrentham, Bellingham area. And just that change in elevation, because I've lived at sea level my whole life. So just that little bit of change in elevation, I bring gum with me to help my ears pop. But that first flight, I was doing great the whole time. But when we started to land in L.A. and I felt that pressure build up, it felt like it was in the back of my neck and the back of my head. And I couldn't hear for 2 days. Everything sounded muffled, like I was underwater. And I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, you don't have an earwax buildup. You don't seem to have any inner ear problem. The only thing the doctor could think of was that perhaps I had a buildup of water in my ears from taking a shower. And that might have been inside and became kind of pressurized. And I have flown quite a few times since then, and I still have some pressure issues, but not nearly as bad as that first time. But imagine feeling that pain, that pressure, and then looking down and seeing that there's blood coming from your ears, blood coming from your nose. That must have been terrifying. Because you know the plane's already making an emergency landing. And in a situation like that, panicking only makes things worse. But glad everybody was okay. At least Delta covered the... listen, I've flown Delta quite a few times. I've never really been too impressed. But if I was Delta, I would be paying for... I'd say, you know, just don't bill your insurance. Just send us the bill. Because those people wouldn't be in that position had it not been for their faulty aircraft. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
On the cover of a magazine, there's no question why I'm smiling. You buy a piece of paradise, you buy a piece of me. I'll get you everything you wanted, I'll get you everything you need. You don't need to believe in hereafter, just believe in me. Cause Jesus, he knows me, and he knows.
And that is Jesus, He Knows Me from Genesis, the We Can't Dance album. And that came out at a time when, you know, it was fashionable to pick on those TV evangelists because there had been so many scandals around so many of them. And that's what that song's about. It's about the duplicitous nature of a lot of those TV evangelists of the time. And one of Phil Collins' best acting performances in that video. And I'm including the film Buster, by the way. So we've been telling you about the Zyterians Raise the Roof party that was going to be happening tonight at Cisco Brewers in order to launch their fundraising efforts for the repairs and renovations happening at the theater itself. And this was going to be a big dance party happening at Cisco Brewers where they were asking people to pay what they could to attend with a minimum of $10, but that kids under 12 were free. And the idea was to have a big dance party at Cisco as a fundraiser. But the weather is not going to be cooperative tonight. So the Zyterian has moved this event, the Raise the Roof party, to next Thursday, September 26th, at Cisco Brewers in New Bedford. So it'll still be 6 to 10 at Cisco, but it'll be happening next Thursday instead of tonight. So if you already got tickets, they're transferable. If you couldn't have made it tonight, maybe next week now you have the opportunity to go and to help with their fundraising efforts and just have a good time. One last final, even though summer will be over by the 26th, this can be one final goodbye to summer party. And also what that means is you can go down to Cisco and hang out and watch the Patriots if that's what your brother said tonight. But I think most folks around here, you know by now that the place to catch all the games this Patriots season are right here on WBSM. We will have all of the action from Patriots Jets right here on the radio, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. Kickoff is at 8:15. Pre-game on WBSM begins at 5:30. And if you don't want to hear the game, if football is not your thing, if you say, you know, I want to hear Howie Carr with all the things going on with the state police, and now a new special prosecutor appointed in the Karen Reed case for the trial that'll start in January, you want to hear Howie talk about those things, you want to hear Mark Levin, you want to hear Charlie Kirk, you can do so. You just have to listen on the WBSM app or at WBSM.com. But if you want to hear the Patriots, tune in to 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. It's the best of both worlds. And I'm sure there are some folks who are listening to both. They've got the Patriots on the radio. They've got Howie, Mark, and Charlie on the app. But it'll be brought to you all season long, all the Patriots action, every game, right here on WBSM. Going to take one final break here for this hour. We will be back. All right, that is going to do it for this hour. 1 hour in the books, two more to go, including later on in the 8 o'clock hour We're going to be joined by Boston Globe scribe Gary Washburn to talk about his new book regarding the Boston Celtics and their championship season. And it's hard to believe, but we're just weeks away from the start of another Celtics season. Can they repeat? They brought back pretty much everybody. So I think the more intrigue with the Celtics these days is who's going to become the new.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.